Welcome to the Smut Hive, where each week we, Jillian and Morgan, review a romance book, drink something yummy, laugh our asses off, and rant about what we loved, what we didn't, and of course, talk about hot, smutty sex. There will be spoilers, so if you want to read it first, close now and come back later.
We would like to note that this is an explicit podcast where we may talk about many taboo topics that include explicit sex scenes, subject matter that could be sensitive to some, and filthy language.
Hi, welcome back to the Smut Hive.
Hello. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's, you know, it's the same. We'd have real life crazy lives during the week, and then we read a book, and then we get to get together and talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's fall time. I start getting like, the colder it gets, the less I want to leave my home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to like mentally get into that area time of my life.
I pulled out my electric blanket, which I choose to live in a cocoon of warmth.
Mm-hmm.
So I work at home. So I will sit in my office chair, wrapped like a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I decide that, because again, smoker, when I go out to the garage and mm-hmm. smoke, I will put it on and then put my coat on and
mm-hmm.
smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go downstairs and lay on the couch, and then it goes to bed. Like my husband's like, I'm just going to get you one extension cord. You can just do through the whole
house.
They
should have wireless ones at this point, like battery powered. They probably do.
They probably do.
Like ones that you can like plug in at night to charge up or something.
Yeah, I would have to charge that bitch like 9 times a day.
Right.
I'm living in a cocoon.
Well, it's better than a long extension cord being wrapped around your home, but.
My tri-level
right.
home. That would be so
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you buzzing about? Anything fun?
Well, I'm not wrapped like a burrito in an electric blanket, but oh God, I love fall in Michigan. It's like my favorite season, but. Okay. I hate raking leaves. I'm sick of it. So we live in a town where the city will like come get leaves when
you can just push them to the road.
Right.
And, like a little sucker thing
yeah.
comes and gets them.
Well, the weather's been fairly nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's been raining a lot, but it's been like 50, 52 to 55 degrees ish.
There's like sunshine today.
Yeah. So I just did a lot of yard work and I'm, you know, your yard looks beautiful. And then 2 days later, it's like, oh, another tree has mm-hmm. decided to lose its leaves all over my beautiful clean grass. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at. That's all I'm doing. That and we're back into softball. So.
Well, since you drove here to my home and
mm-hmm.
pulled into my driveway, you can see I give zero fucks about my leaves.
There are a lot of leaves.
So I'm
going to
tell you right now, we play it smart. My husband and I play it smart. We get 3 different leaf pickups, right?
You do the last one.
I only do the last
one.
The first one is usually the week of Halloween, which to me is lame because
it's
I'm
too
like,
early.
That's part of the, like, when you go trick-or-treating, it's part of the whole ambiance, right?
Yeah.
It's like either rainy and it's cold.
Yeah.
And you walk on leaves and it's creepy.
Yeah.
That's my excuse for
mm-hmm.
not doing leaf one. And my husband could give zero fucks too. So we only do it once.
See, the last one, I've done that before, but it was like bitter fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
oh,
I can't.
Oh, you're gambling.
Woo!
Yeah. But it's worth it for me.
So because we took a couple trees down in my backyard,
mm-hmm.
There isn't as many leaves. And so before we did start raking and blowing leaves yesterday, I did take a look up and most of our trees leaves are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll just be the accumulation of the neighbors, but I will not be raking anymore. So if there's leaves, guess what? They'll be there till the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it again.
I wuss out though too. Like there's a rake and then there's a blower. And so somehow the rake the husband will set up the blower
uh-huh.
and then I'm like, oh no, I'm fine, I'm gonna rake, and then he just holds out his hand like, give me the rake, you're gonna ask me for the blower in 30 seconds, so let's do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, we gave Charlotte money, so she was out there raking too.
Oh, I pay my sons, my grown son who
yeah.
lives on his own. I just got him I pay his cell phone bill because, you know, mommy loves
him.
I went and got him the newest fucking iPhone, and I call this little boy to be like, hey, you want to do some leaves? He's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, okay, well, mommy paid your cell phone
mm-hmm.
bill. He was like, yeah, I was thinking about maybe taking that over. Like, he would rather pay his own cell phone bill than help do leaves.
Well, you know.
I don't blame him. He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's life here in Michigan in the fall.
Yeah.
Kids drive you crazy and fucking leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah.
We did read a book, though.
We did.
We read Does It Hurt? By H.G. Carleton. This is considered a enemies to lovers dark romance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal. H.G. Carleton, super famous, right?
Right.
The Hunting Adeline or Haunting Adeline. Mm-hmm. Hunting mm-hmm. Adeline. I don't know. There's an Adeline in there.
Yeah.
I read the description for it, and then I have a niece who read it and mm-hmm. was just like, meh, I don't think it's your thing. And I trust her. So thank you, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just like really quick shout out to my niece, Natalie. She got engaged yesterday.
Yay. Congrats.
Congratulations, sweet girl. Love you. Okay. Anyway, but she was just like looking at Jill. This is not your thing. And mm-hmm. I'm like, got you, girl.
Yeah.
So I've never read it. Well, I feel like we should have read an H.G. Carleton. So mm-hmm. we're like, standalone. Yeah. Here we go. Well, her standalones are really fucking long, though.
Yeah.
And I understand I can't really say I'm a fan because I haven't read all the books that she's famous for. Mm-hmm. But her social media presence and like how she addresses her dark romances, and she writes dark romances.
Yep.
You know, I think she's super cool. With that being said, though, this book actually was not my cup of tea, and I felt very uncomfortable and cringy. And for once, Jillian's going to say she has a line.
Whoa.
I know. It's very strange, but it just didn't ever click with me in a spicy way.
Mm-hmm.
Or there was a couple of fun bits here and there, but I just couldn't connect with these people.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into the storyline. It was very cringy, and I was just kind of done.
Yeah, for me, I went into it excited because I will say on Amazon, excuse me, this has 34,703 ratings
mm-hmm.
with a 4.3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
So I went into it, I think, with very high expectations. And I really try not to do that because I get disappointed.
Well, that's why we don't read reviews before right. we read the book.
Right.
Because I don't want
right.
somebody to spoil yep. something. Like, you know,
yeah.
I just want to know.
Yeah. So we're going to do something a little bit different in this episode. So we are obviously going to talk about the book. But after we read this book, mm-hmm. We did go through some reviews. And it was very – you either loved it or you hated it. There
right.
wasn't really a middle ground.
No.
Now, for me, I liked the book until about a third of the book.
Yes.
I was on board.
Yeah.
I was interested.
Same.
I liked these characters. Well, she was a little weird for me, but I liked him.
I liked him. And
yeah.
I thought she was quirky.
Yeah.
And sometimes yeah. I'll give you a shot.
Yeah. So I was on board.
Yeah.
And then one particular scene, which we will talk about when we start talking about this book. No.
Oh, I hated him.
No.
Hated him and didn't care. For the rest of the book,
nope.
I did not fucking care what happened to him. And then her, I still kind of liked because I was on her side at
mm-hmm,
that point. He
mm-hmm.
was a legit fucking douchebag.
Right, yeah.
But then I didn't like her at another point.
Yeah.
So
it just kind of went slightly downhill for me.
I think, too, for both of us, when we read these books, we tend to almost do it in 1 to 2 sittings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're interested, you're intrigued,
right.
you want to know what happens, you're going to get through it. It literally took me a week
right. like
to
we,
get through this book.
Because of how, you know, we record once a week, so we don't really have time to fuck around
yeah.
with a book that takes forever. So, like, for us, like, we hope we like it because we need to get it read in 2 sittings.
Right.
Just because we are reading a lot, but also our schedules just don't allow us to take this long to read a book.
Fucking life, man.
And this one was difficult for me to get through because I just wasn't invested anymore.
Right.
I obviously wanted to know, like, what the deal was and what happened. So, like, I kept reading, but I, like, didn't want to.
Yes.
Like, when I want to watch a TV show over reading, that's kind of, like, my line.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's the thing, too, like, I don't know if maybe that's what's making me feel, because I'm generally not super judgmental about these books.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know,
yeah.
and I'm not going to say anything about the actual author
no.
or the writing. I feel like the writing was great. The
yeah.
editing was great. Like, all the things, right? I just didn't care for the characters. So their
right.
story didn't mean dick.
Right. The storyline was just
and
off.
And like you said, you know, lives. So we have
yeah.
lives. And the problem is that when you have time to read, you want to enjoy what it is you're reading, mm-hmm. otherwise it's a waste of your time. So it's like, if I'm not into this, like you said, TV, I would have rather sat down and instead of ditching my hubby and, you know, binge watching the show we're watching, I was stuck away trying to read. And I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that. So it took me a week to get through this book. It was difficult. It was very difficult. Okay. So I guess we should just get into it.
We'll get into it and then we'll read a couple of reviews when we're done.
Right.
Well, out some of the, a lot of these reviews are very long, but we'll get the gist of them. But go ahead and give them the deets. What's up?
Okay, so you start out with Sawyer. So she is the chick in this book, and I kind of liked her. She's kind of quirky. She's like, you can pretty much just tell right from the beginning that she's on the run. Okay, you don't know what it is that happened. You don't know how fucked up it is. You don't know if she's good or bad, but you're just like, okay. And it's forcing her to leave the country. So through some like hijinks that happens at an airport, she ends up going to Australia.
She's very smart.
Yes.
She's able to be on the run. She's able to like pick up on shit. And like, I mean, she stole someone's like identity for a plane ticket easily.
Yes.
Without blinking an eye. And she did it smoothly. She's very smart.
Yes. Like that's her deal.
Yeah.
That's how she's surviving is being an identity thief. And apparently she picks men whose names can be considered male or female.
Right.
And then she gets like credit cards.
Right.
And then when they get on to the fraud or whatever, she cancels and then like moves again.
And she's not crazy. She doesn't like run up a bill. She just uses it to survive. So she only uses a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's how she deals with the guilt of doing what she's doing, because she doesn't want to do it. She actually feels guilty for doing it.
Right.
But it's necessary for her to survive.
Yes. So you start to get, okay, so whatever happened to you is probably fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm on your side and let's help you hide and I'm rooting for you. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and again, she's quirky.
Yeah.
So she like, you know, meets some kind of an old guy just sitting on a bench and they share a smoke and he gives her a tattoo. Like it's all very weird.
Yeah.
But bantery. And you're like, okay. And then she like goes to a bar and in the bar is like hot, super motherfucking hot. And she's looking at him and he's kind of looking at her and she was just like, absolutely nothing. Like before he says a word to her, she's like, no, because you're going to get me pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I just can't be pregnant.
Yeah.
So you got to move the fuck on.
Yeah.
Like I cannot deal with this, you know? And he thinks it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, banter, banter, banter. There's like a bartender that's a dick to her.
Yeah.
And so they kind of, you know, vibe off of that. And then it's pretty much like, okay, let's leave and fuck.
Right. It's good banter.
Yeah.
The sexual tension's great. It builds very well.
Yes. Then there's what we call waterfall sex.
Yeah.
It was hot.
It was hot.
You're getting there in like a beachy town in Australia.
Yeah.
And he's dressed like a beachy dude, but he doesn't. Apparently he's intellectual, but stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, you know, I know this area, blah, blah, and here's this island, and let's go. And she's like, cool. And so they go, and it's a waterfall, and they fuck, and it's great. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Yep.
But they're pretty much telling each other, like, this is it, right?
Yep.
We're just gonna fuck once and then forget you know me, but super cool hanging out with you kind
of
thing. And
yep.
they're both doing that.
Yeah.
So you're fine with it.
Yep.
After waterfall sex, he is just kind of like, hey, that was really good, but why don't you come home with me and we'll do it some more and then we can fuck off tomorrow. And she was like, down. So that happens.
Yep.
Again, good sex.
Oh, well, great sex.
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah. Steamy. It's good.
Yep.
Until she decides, I'm going to need to take his identity now.
Yes. But she feels bad about it.
Yeah.
But she knows that she can't stay here.
Right.
Not with, you know, he can identify her now if she's ever on the news.
Yep.
And then you're like, okay, what'd you do? You still don't know.
Yeah.
So she gets up while he's sleeping. She goes through his office and she steals his shit, his identity. And she's opened up like a card immediately. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't know if we ever said, his name is Enzo.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
Yep.
And he's some kind of shark researcher.
Right. Like he has his own like facility, like, whoa, save the sharks.
And she was like, I don't like sharks, so I don't really care, but I will fuck you.
You're correct.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
So again, she's already stole his identity. She's ran up like maybe $500.
Right.
It's like just food.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He finds out about it. He instantly knows it's her because apparently his shit is like locked down, but he knew the next day that she had went through his office.
Yeah.
And so then I think he's trying to find her and he's pissed about it. And she was like,
and she's guilty, but she's just like, gotta live.
Yeah.
And then you do get a little bit of backstory from her, and it has to do with, she has dead parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't know what the relationship is with the parents yet, but you know they're dead. And then she has a twin brother named Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought he was dead, but I wasn't sure if he was dead. But she talks to him in the mirror.
Because he's dead, guys.
Okay.
She's crazy.
I guess. Like,
he's dead.
All of a sudden, she just starts talking and calling, right, like, to her own reflection. They were twins.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird.
This is when you start realizing that, like, yes, she has a very traumatizing past. Yes, she's running, but she's also just not 100% mentally stable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay with that.
I'm okay with it.
But you still don't kind of know what's happening,
right,
that's caused her to, yeah, go on the run. But you're intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you continue. And then I think because she is, like, out of sorts, mm-hmm, because she's talking to people in her head,
uh-huh,
she's not covering her tracks, and Enzo finds her.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she's instantly on alert, but he doesn't act like anything's wrong.
Right. So she thinks he doesn't know.
Right. That she's done some shit.
Right.
Okay? And so he's just like, well, hey, I'm glad I ran into you because, you know, I've been thinking about that vagina for,
right,
days. And she's like, okay. And then he was like, well, I have to go out on the water. Let me show you these views. Like, come out with me. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
And she's just like, yeah, I don't want to do shark shit. And he's like, it won't be shark shit, but just my mom.
Yeah.
So she's kind of hesitant, not because she thinks he knows, because he's playing his part.
Oh, very well. Yeah.
Which is great. It's his boat's a little rinky. And
yeah,
she was like, yeah, I thought you were like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, you own a facility. Mm-hmm. He was just like, listen, we use what we got and we just do what we do.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, cool. So they go. Here's my problem. Because I was kind of down at this point for both of them.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to see how this shakes out, right? It did not shake out how I thought it was going to shake out.
No.
Like, I assumed he didn't murder her.
Mm-hmm.
But real close.
Here's the thing. You know when you read a scene in a book? So, like, let's go back a little bit. When we read Den of Vipers.
Oh, God.
And he was fucking her with knife, said knife, and stabbing himself at the same time.
Yes.
That's a line.
Yep.
It was crossed. We're going to continue reading. Mm-hmm. But whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have man with the snake wall.
Oh, God.
That was so far crossing the line that I almost threw up reading it. Like,
yes.
I could not. My anxiety in real life was so high reading,
yes,
that scene. I couldn't handle.
Yes.
Another thing I don't love outside of snakes is sharks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hard stop.
Yes.
Because, you know, let me throw some chum in the water. Get down real close and take a look. And then he proceeds to hold her head underwater while there is chum in said water. I am screaming.
He's fucking her.
At the same time.
He
just
absolutely.
Just knowing there's chum in the water, yes, and even a millimeter of skin,
mm-hmm,
a fingertip touching the water,
mm-hmm,
I would come out of my fucking skin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, her whole fucking shoulders to top of her head is underwater.
Yes.
She has her eyes open.
Yes.
And he is fucking her.
Yes.
And there are sharks swimming about.
Yes.
Great white sharks.
And so when they did their like one nighter thing, there's a thing about kissing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't,
mm-hmm,
like you, doesn't want to, whatever.
Right.
Well, while he's fucking her on the end of this boat, he actually kisses her enough to bite her lip so she's bleeding.
Ugh.
Then holds her head under the water while he's fucking her, and she's seeing sharks come around her with all that blood in the water.
My God.
And it's rough. And but you know what she's thinking at the same time about the shark eating her face? She's also thinking, like, this motherfucker won't let me come. I now at this point was like, you're just delirious. That's what's wrong with you right now.
Right.
You're crazy,
mm-hmm,
has tipped over, and now you're just, so I can't even hold you accountable. But this motherfucker,
yeah,
this motherfucker right here, line, This was my line. Right here. I will take Denivipers.
Uh-huh.
I will take the snake wall. Mm-hmm. Shark dude, we're done. There's nothing. I got nothing for you. Enzo, we're done.
No, and he's getting off.
Yes.
Which is,
Yes.
I cannot.
Hate him.
Hate.
I don't like him. And at this point, I don't like her. But again, she's off her rocker. So she's delirious. Right. I'm helping her right now. We're holding hands. I feel bad for you.
This scene ends by him coming. She obviously doesn't.
Right.
He pulls her out of the water at the exact time that a shark is going to have her head in his mouth.
Like, the shark actually gets halfway in the boat. Because he pulls her back by her hair. And the shark still kind of came up on the boat. It was going to eat her face.
Here's the thing. I would have had a stroke and died by this point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be a living human. I would be dead. Mm-hmm. I'd have a stray heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho's, that happens. Yeah. And then he decides to, I don't know, come back to life and look around. And there's a massive storm coming. Right. And they're in the middle of the fucking ocean because he was fucking about and not paying attention.
Right. And she's telling him, like, $500. Like, I'm so sorry this happened.
Right.
I had no choice.
Right.
And he kind of gets out of her, like, he's screaming at her and calling her, like, a fucking cum dumpster.
Right.
I mean, he was horrible.
And for him, it wasn't even about the money.
Right.
It was about the fact that she fucked him and then stole it.
Yeah. Because of his ego. Because
the audacity. Sir, the audacity of you.
Yes.
I cannot.
Now, she said that he had a beautiful penis.
Well, I don't care.
And now, I don't give a fuck about your beautiful penis.
No.
Nope. Or you know what? You ruined waterfall sex. No.
Yep.
We're done, Enzo.
Great job.
Parted ways.
Great job.
We're done. I don't care what happens to you.
No. Nope.
But now I have 400 more fucking pages.
Right.
And I was done.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's the gist.
Yep.
The storm comes. Like, he does try and grab a hold of her because he knows the boat's going under. And he's like, take a deep breath. She takes a breath. They crash. The boat sinks. They get washed up on an island.
Well, she saved him.
She does save him, yes. Yeah. Which.
Girl.
Why? Yeah. Anyway, I know the book has to continue. But
and you just needed a ride.
Right.
I would have stepped on his corpse.
Right.
To get to the island.
Yep.
This motherfucker got to go.
Yeah, no. She dragged him to the fucking sand and saved him.
It's like some kind of...
Also, he's not even grateful when he comes up. No, of
course he's not, because he's a legit fucking dude.
Right. So, anyway.
This little deserted island, there's the only thing on it is like a lighthouse.
Creepy as fuck. I'm going to go back into the water and take my fucking chances. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
On the corpse.
Right.
Enzo.
Right. I'm not doing that.
Nope.
I'm not going to some weird deserted looking lighthouse thing. No.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we need shelter. Let's go to this lighthouse. Mm-hmm. So they go to the lighthouse. They realize someone lives there.
Yep.
And an old man with a peg leg opens the door. Also, goodbye.
We're done.
Back into the ocean
you just
I go.
Embodied everything wrong.
Nope.
With that situation.
Old, creepy looking man with a peg leg. It's dark in there. Mm-hmm. It's goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. You know, I would rather die in the ocean.
Do you know when you watch like horror movies and it's like one of those like campy ones and you're looking at it and you're like, and you see like the half naked blonde bimbo
who's
like literally running into the house.
Right.
That it's on the serial killer is in. And you're like, you know what, bitch, you're going to die and I'm okay with that. That's these motherfuckers right here.
Right.
Because they should have just went to the other side of the island. They should have been like, you know what? I'm super sorry. DoorDash.
Right.
DoorDash. Oh, we got the address wrong.
Also, let's take a walk around the island before we just go to the first thing we see. Because in those movies, I'm the one screaming at the television that's like, no, what are you fucking doing? Don't go in there, you dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, turn your ass around. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I was screaming at my book.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so dumb?
Yeah. So Sylvester, he's a peg leg dude. He's not fun.
No.
I mean, pretty much like he lets them know boats only come out here once a month to bring supplies, and they left like what, 2 days ago? So there's like 28 days before the boat comes again. Or some shit like that. I don't know. And then so they're like, awesome, we're stuck here. And he's like, I'll give you shelter, but you gotta like fend for yourself. And like, by the way, I locked the door at night. Why?
Bye.
That's my first question. Like, he's vibey. There's vibes going. Red flags. There's
no one else lives here. Why are you locking the door?
Mm-hmm. You don't know. No wandering after dark kind of a thing, I think, is what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're done. So I'm done. You know, I'm on my own. Because fucking though, that prick, and then Sylvester's creepy fucking vibe dude, we're done.
I'd be making my own shelter from palm leaves on the other side of the island is what I would be doing.
Yes. We don't know if there's options.
No.
We don't know if there's like a canoe somewhere. No. Like, I would take the chance. People are just, anyway.
So weird shit starts happening.
Yes. It's creepy.
Also, they, we're going to scatter about a little bit, but they end up getting nailed into a room, locked mm-hmm. into this room.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? Instead of trying to get out?
They fuck.
They fuck all the time.
All the time.
Because why not?
Now they hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
And this is my other issue. Which is why I would have chosen to not continue. Because I don't care what happens to this asshole.
Right.
I'm going to say this. I've never said this. Too much sex. There was too much sex in this book. Because I hate both of these people mm-hmm. at this point. So why do I care if you're fucking? And their sex is weird. And then besides of it being weird and often, this motherfucker, if the only thing I can do to survive is fuck this asshole, then I'm going to rip his tongue out. Because the shit that comes out of his mouth, it's not okay.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. It is the most disgusting way I've ever heard a man speak mm-hmm. to a woman in my life.
He's still calling her a cum dumpster. And she's still like, please fuck me.
Yes.
I would just like to note, if you guys could write down on your calendar, November 5th, 2023, we are 2 years and a couple months into our podcast, and it is now the time in which we have both said too much sex.
Too much sex.
It only took 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So anywho, we're gonna take a small little break, and then we'll be back to talk about the end of this book and a couple of reviews.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Smut Hive listeners. Just a quick reminder, don't forget to go onto our TikTok and Instagram page, like, follow, do all the fun things. We also have a link in our Instagram bio that takes you to Spotify and Apple. Leave us a review. Okay, we're back.
Yep.
Okay, so they're on a deserted island in this lighthouse with psycho crazy Pegman. They have weird... gross sex. I don't know.
Yeah, there's like...
it's dirty and nasty, not in a good way.
Right. They hear chains rattling at night.
Yeah.
Again, locked in at night, nailed in at night. They hear chains rattling. I guess they can look out a window and they're seeing a girl in a dress by the water in the chains. And it's a thing. So you're like, ghost.
What is this? This is a ghost.
Peg dude.
Yeah.
Sylvester. Sly Sylvester tells them that there is ghosts. Like, there's ghosts here,
right.
So deal with it. And they're just like, okay, back to the fucking. I'm like, you morons.
Yeah.
It was just too much.
They spend too much time fucking and not enough time trying to figure out how in the hell they're going to get off this fucking island.
Right.
Because you are not safe here.
No.
There's shit going on.
No one is safe here. Even if there's a ghost here, hi, bye.
Also, a ghost cannot rattle chains.
I think it can, though.
Well... in my brain, while I'm thinking, reading this, I'm like, this is not a ghost. There's another fucking person in this goddamn lighthouse somewhere.
Oh, see, I was down for that. I thought it was a ghost.
No.
I did it first,
but then...
you know what it is? I'm just going to promote this.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of Pen Pal.
Oh, yeah.
By J.T. Gessinger.
Yeah.
Because if you're not reading a paranormal book... you don't really believe in the ghost. You're
right.
Like, what you're looking for the answer, the psychological, scientific answer of what's happening.
Yeah.
And this book, I was right, like, oh, yeah, you got a fucking ghost, boo. Like, you got to get him out of there because this bitch can rattle chains. This is a mean ghost. This is a bad ghost.
Right.
This ghost can hurt you.
Yeah.
So I was all aboard for the ghost.
Well, to be fair, if you look at this book on Amazon, it's says ghost thriller. Like, it's a part,
all
of,
part
the,
of the description.
Right. So I went into it. First of all, thinking that, okay, this is going to be a ghost thriller. Well, now I get to the lighthouse. There isn't a single ghost yet. It's just two crazy motherfuckers.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, there's a ghost. It's a girl walking on the beach. And God, but then I'm like, oh, I don't know. I feel like Sylvester's a psycho and maybe he has someone in this fucking lighthouse, like locked up and shit.
Yeah.
So then I flipped to, this is no longer a ghost story. This is someone's in here. Mm. And I don't like it.
I'm still team ghost at this point. But okay. I still didn't like it.
No.
Because this was a manifesting ghost that could do things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, they do a little bit anyway. So
yeah.
In between ghost versus non-ghost.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yep.
Creepy peg leg.
Yeah.
Or stuck on this island. We do learn their shit.
Right.
So I don't know what his shit was. He has mommy issues.
Right.
Mommy issues.
I'm uncaring.
I was bored.
Right.
I didn't care.
Yep.
You could drown.
Yeah.
Bye.
Right.
Okay. Her deal. I was still trying to figure out, why do you see your brother in the mirror and talking to him, and is he dead, and like, what's the deal? Okay, so here's the deal. It really sucks. Her parents loved her brother more than her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why. Brother starts sexually abusing her.
Mm-hmm.
Parents die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then she still has to live with brother. And when she went to college and brother became a cop.
Yep.
So you're in college, you're college age now, taking care of yourself on a college campus, but you still return home.
Why?
To your rapist brother.
Why?
Who's now a cop.
I can't.
So I didn't get that part, but okay. And they didn't explain it. So whatever. But apparently one of those visits home, he was trying to rape her again, and she got a knife from under her pillow and stabbed him in the neck.
Goodbye. See you later.
And his cop bros are after her for it. So that's why she's on the run.
Mm-hmm.
She's murdered her cop brother because nobody would believe her. I guess she did try to tell her parents when they were younger, and her parents didn't believe her. So
traumatizing, but also good. I'm glad that you killed him.
Yeah, she has this mentality that no one's going to believe me. And
right.
I don't want to spend my life in jail, so I'll spend it on the run.
Right.
And so they tell each other their shit.
Yep.
Okay? Whatever. And they're still living in this creepy-ass motherfucking environment. But however, during this time, Enzo has now decided, I guess I really like my cum dumpster. I think she's now a royal cum dumpster and is now worthy of my love and admiration. I'm still going to call her a cum dumpster and I'm still going to viciously fuck her, but I love her now, so I must tell her. And then you've got
Sawyer screaming.
And Sawyer is like, cool. Now someone loves me.
Right.
Done. That's the book.
That's
like, you're like,
book.
What is happening?
Well,
like, I don't.
Right. I don't understand them.
No.
But just to close out the ghost story, it's not a ghost. It's a girl that has her lips.
It's Sylvester's youngest daughter.
Right.
So he creepy. We were
creepy.
Right to know he was creepy because he murdered his wife and his other daughter.
Uh-huh.
And then this daughter didn't die.
Yep.
So he kept her locked up and chained up, and she can only come out at night to run around a little bit, and then he locks her back up and he like sewed her lip shut.
Stop.
Yeah. So like Enzo and Homegirl were going to save her.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you can't kill my dad. And so then Ghost Girl tried to hurt them.
Right.
And they killed her. They feel bad about it.
Right. But so that she's no longer on the run, Sawyer, they flip identities.
Yeah.
So they make they make Trinity basically as identified as Sawyer.
Oh, Casey.
Casey.
Trinity was the other dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So they flip identity. So people now think that Sawyer is dead.
Yes.
And she takes on the identity of Trinity.
Right.
And they live happily ever after. They get off the island and they live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Researching sharks that he tried to kill her with. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, it was like they decided they were going to, or, you know, he decided that, you know, okay, love's on the table now. We love each other. Fun. And then the story picked up from there. So, and it picked up from there because I think like Sylvester wanted Sawyer. So he like took her and like hurt like,
mm-hmm.
Enzo or something. And so he took Sawyer. So then Enzo comes to you and he has to try to find him. And there's something to do with glowworms too. I don't know. The glowworms save their lives somehow. It's really fucking weird. And
I tapped out. I was tapped out.
I was done. You know? I was so done. But I guess Enzo, you know, had finds Sawyer, and then the Sylvester dies, and then Casey dies, the creepy daughter. And then the identity thing gets switched. So then Sawyer is officially dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then Enzo's like, hey, so I think that we should, like, you know, get married and stuff. So they got engaged on his new boat while they were fucking in a shark cage. So she will fuck him with sharks, but she has to be submerged under in the cage in order to fuck him with the sharks.
Right.
And I don't care. I do not care. I think they should each lose a limb. Like, there should be a shark attack.
Right.
Because even the sharks don't want to see this shit.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So,
like, overall, I don't want to take anything away from the people that really did enjoy this book. Because with, like, 37,000 fucking reviews.
Right, it's just not our thing.
It's just, it just wasn't. Right. And, you know, I've not read the Haunting Adeline series or whatever, but it's the same thing there. You either really loved it or you really hated it.
Yeah.
I commend H.G. Carlton for, like, doing her thing.
Well, everyone loves her writing style.
Yeah.
Like, we loved her writing style. We just didn't like the specific story. So I don't want to take away from that.
Yeah.
I liked the book at first. I just didn't like where the story went.
Yeah. You know? I think, like, a couple of points for me that just, again, didn't vibe is that I like my bully romances. I really do. I like my mafia romances. Mm-hmm. But he was a legit fucking prick. And I just had no redeeming qualities. There was nothing that made me want to root for him.
No.
And the fact that he just decided he was going to love her. Oh my God, you're such a fucking asshole. Right. But she was, no. Anyway, yeah. Shark stuff. Ugh.
Yeah.
And something we didn't actually address, and this is a thing, this will come up in the reviews. People said this, that they've not really read this a whole lot in books before.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently his dick is so magnificent that he can make this bitch squirt. And she squirts everywhere and often. And so you kind of got, like, if you read it one time, you're mm-hmm. like, okay, fine, I'm intrigued, whatever, blah, blah. But every fucking time, you're like, okay, I don't care. You're messy and ew.
Stop. Also, you're not even getting new sheets. You're in the same, mm-hmm. I can't even finish it. I can't even.
It's like they're living in squalor.
Yeah. I can't.
And on this island, it's really just the same day over and yeah. over. They're reliving the same yeah. day, the same conversations, the same rough fucking sex, the mm-hmm. same cum dumpster bullshit
yep.
over and over and over until all of a sudden, magically, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's the story picks up yeah. and ends. And you're like,
okay. Yeah.
It could have been shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You could have maybe made it 280 pages
yeah.
and it would have been kind of action. It would have kept going and you wouldn't have had that big yeah. long chunk in the middle.
I feel like I would have liked to have known what happened with her brother at the beginning of the story, because I feel like I would have understood her desire and, like, absolute need to feel love from somebody mm-hmm. At the beginning, because I just couldn't understand why she just kept being okay with Enzo. And I think it's because, well, she liked pain. She needed pain to get off, and he liked it to get off as well. So, like, they are matched in that way, but he had no redeeming qualities. But I think her absolute desire to feel love and to be wanted, mm-hmm. like, was the epitome of her needing to be with Enzo, because she wanted him to love her mm-hmm. and like her and need her. And she just put up with garbage
yeah.
to get it.
It's ridiculous.
So I would have liked to have known the brother story beforehand, because I didn't understand her at all, because I didn't know what was happening until the end of the book.
Right. And I feel like I understand she was on the run. Like, it was made clear from the first sentence mm-hmm. of this book.
Yeah.
But I'm like, girl, there has to be some kind of anonymous therapy that you can get, because if anybody right. needed therapy, it was her. Yeah. She needed to, that need that she had was with Enzo. It was like, she just needed to be able to connect with somebody. So she was the worst person to be on the run.
Yeah.
Because she did meet like the one really nice guy that did her tattoo and she shared a smoke with or whatever. But I think she saw him like twice. And she really latched on to that connection because somebody was being nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine going weeks and weeks or months and either not speaking to another human being
or not
having another human connection or someone not speaking to you? You know, just she needed something.
Right.
And I'm like, but you pulled the wrong card because Enzo's just not it.
No.
Like, nothing. He's past there. There's no help. There's no help for him.
But she wanted him to
just
be.
Just because he says he loves her does not mean that excuses what you've done to her. Horrible.
So, I guess at the end of the day, the book wasn't our cup of tea. The story was not our cup of tea. We still love the author, loved the writing, loved the initial sex. Yeah. It was great. So I just want to go through a couple of like the top tier reviews because there, of course, are 30,000 people that did absolutely love this book. One, Enzo is the epitome of spicy. Spice level 10 out of 5. Hot as fuck. Okay. My favorite, this was not Gilligan's Island. good story, great sex, but also weird. A shark cage, what's happening here? I did like that one. Mm-hmm. You know, fantastic, yum, crazy good. One said, what the hell did I just read? Wow, this book I devoured. Hmm. They gave this, that was a 4 out of 5 star. Read it in one day. H.G. Carlton does it again. Pure perfection. Enzo, period. Yes, period. So, like, people really did love this book. So, I mean, read it. Tell us what you thought. What did you love? What did you not?
Yeah, I would say that if you are a person that enjoys the dark romance book, and we've read some good ones, and we've read some not so much.
Yeah.
But this book fits in there because
it is very dark.
I found my line.
Yeah.
Apparently it's Enzo and sharks.
Yeah.
That was my line.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Fair.
Okay. We have next week.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Ooh, we got Joey.
Yep.
Which is book 2.
Mm-hmm.
We read Dante a month ago.
It's been
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Chicago Ruthless series.
So we're just continuing on.
Sadie Kincaid.
Yes.
Yeah. We really liked the character of Joey. Well, we actually didn't. She was quite an asshole.
Yeah.
And then she had like this great character arc, and so by the end of the first book, which was Dante, we recognized that Joey was gonna be a great book. So it came out. We've read it, we're ready to review it. It's amazing. Can't wait for you guys to hear what we have to say.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Have a great week.